today I want to share with you an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. In Psalm 92:1 we read, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Thanksgiving is a wonderful privilege of the child of God, and there are numerous scriptures that admonish us to give thanks. Do you want to know what God's will is? Beloved, God's will for the child of God is to always give thanks for every situation, for every circumstance. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18 we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Do you want to know what God's will is for your life? Well, that's one of the indicators of what God's will is. This is God's will for every child of God, that in everything we give thanks, in the bad as well as in the good. Because Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Even the bad things, God's able to work together for our good. I well remember when our house blew away, May 11th, 1953, about 2:11 in the afternoon. It turned out to be a rich blessing, a wonderful blessing, and all the peace of God was so real and so wonderful. And so, beloved, I've experienced that peace of God in numerous times when I was under calamity and facing great difficulty. God's peace. And so give thanks. Give thanks for every situation. And here's a little chorus that the Lord gave me to go along with Psalm 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord. Now Psalm 18:2 tells us, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Yes, beloved, we need to praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer in whom I will trust. Praise the name of Jesus. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 34, 1 and 2 states, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. The humble shall hear and be glad. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 136, verse 1 through 3 and verse 26 states, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the God of gods. O give thanks unto the God of gods. For his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord. Oh, yes, beloved, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 states, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And Philippians 2:14 tells us, Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord. Rejoice. Sing
praises to the Lord. Do all things without murmuring, sing praises to the Lord. Do all things without murmuring, sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises, sing praises, sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises, sing praises, sing praises to the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Sing praises to the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord.
And of course, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 states, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord.
There was the testimony of Barnes, who was robbed of all he had. He said, I'm thankful that the robber only took my money. He said, I'm thankful that I did not have much money for him to take. He said, I'm thankful that the robber did not take my life. And he said, I'm thankful that I was not the robber. Oh, beloved, in everything give thanks, in every situation, in every circumstance. It's a therapy of thanksgiving. You will find that if you will thank the Lord in the hard and difficult times, that you will be reminded that God's in control. He knows what's going on in your life. He is the Lord of every situation and circumstance and has allowed the problem for some reason, for some difficulty, for some benefit in our life. Now, of course, there's a lot of times that we bring trouble on ourselves because of our own stubbornness, because of our own self-will, because of our own selfishness. We bring trouble upon ourselves. But even then, we can give thanks because it's a learning experience. God's teaching us to walk in obedience to Him. God's teaching us to honor and glorify Him in every situation and in every circumstance. And so, beloved, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the problem, no matter what the occurrence, give thanks. I well remember standing at the corner of our house after it had blown away, and all was left was the foundation. And the words of Job came to mind. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And within a year's time, after all of our earthly possessions had been blown away, we were much better off, because God provided and supplied and blessed and taught us many lessons that we otherwise would not have learned. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Goodbye.